I don't think anyone ever goes into the restaurant industry, especially pizza, thinking that they're going to give up on it. For Ale, she thought that letting go of her restaurant was ultimately going to give her the happiness that she craved. We're going to go over the story of how Pizza with Ale grabbed a whole bunch of experience, from culinary school to pastry to internships, and then to finally opening her restaurant, only to give it all up. And then we check in with her on what is next, because knowing this entrepreneurial-minded individual, she's not giving up on her pizza dreams. This is an amazing episode, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And remember to always ask, what's good dough? Why pizza? Why did you choose to get into this world of pizza?
Okay, so I started because I started with culinary school when I graduated from high school. And then I realized that I didn't like that rush that comes with like cooking. So I went with pastry, you know. I thought it was going to be something more like low phase, you know, like something I was more able to like think, like sit down, doing stuff.
Be present.
Yeah, be present, you know. And then with my family, we decided at some point that we wanted to open like a pizza shop, that it was going to be something fun because I liked to be involved with the dough. I think it's very interesting how from like a couple of simple ingredients,
yeah,
there's like a creation of this like very like complex product, you know.
I thought so it was simple, like, and so yeah, complex.
Yeah, at the same time. So I thought it was very cool. And that's when I figured out that it was like a good mix between like baking, like, or pastry, and like
cooking.
Culinary school. Because, I mean, pies are savory most of the time, and you can create like whatever you want with like pizzas. And if you can complement that with baking or pastry, well, that's amazing. You can have even like sweet pies, or you can go very creative about it. So that's why I choose like pizza specifically. It started out of like, I went to culinary school. I did my internship in this place that was I come from a very like, is that back in the day was smaller, like a town in Colombia. It's Buga, it's called Buga. Now it's bigger, but we didn't have access to, it's Latin America, it's Colombian. So you get like the traditional like pizza that we eat over there. But it wasn't that like specialized, like European or all the things we see right now.
Was it like cheap food? It was just like whatever.
Like something you go eat during the weekends.
Something that feeds a big family for not a lot of money.
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
And especially like the place I grew up, you know, it wasn't like a big city. So at the time, there was like this European guy who arrived. They were making like beer, and they opened like a restaurant. So I went to them, I talked with them, and I said, hey, can I do my internship? And they said like, oh, okay. So that was like the first moment I had like contact with like pizza. They did a pizza sandwich, and that was pretty much it, like sourdough. So I thought it was very like fascinating, because I remember the guy saying like, oh yeah, we brought from like Germany, like this sourdough that has like, I don't know, 1,000 years, you
wow,
know? And I
impressive.
Was like, not 1,000 years, but you get the point, you know?
Yeah.
So it was very like exciting. I remember like going there, eating. I used to get there 8 a.m. to like 5 p.m. And the first thing I will do is like get there, bake the bread with like some fresh mozzarella, because they were sourced by farmers,
mm-hmm. Local.
Like local. So everything was local.
Must have tasted good.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was so, so good that then I remember like some friends went to visit me from culinary school, and they saw me like I gained so much weight.
Just eating bread and
so
cheese.
It was so good. It was so good. Yeah.
Made it's easy to do dough. That.
Yeah. I think that's the moment when like, because right now I don't eat pizza when I bake it. I mean, I taste it, but it's not like I'm constantly eating pizza. If anything, it's my husband who eats the pizza. I think after that, I learned my lesson. I mean, I love the product. I love how it smells. I love like the taste, everything, but I'm not like constantly eating pizza.
How long ago was this internship?
Oof, no. like 10 years, like
10 years ago.
I'm 30 now, and it was when I was 16. So that's
over 10 years, like 14.
Yeah, yeah.
So after culinary school, you just fell in love with baking, and you fell in love with the process, it sounds like.
Yeah, with the process.
Yeah.
I think it's even like relaxing, you know, when you're making the dough.
Yeah.
I just love like all that, all the process with ingredients, portioning the dough. It's like the moment when I, like, there's can be like a lot of chaos, but if I'm like focused making the dough, specifically like the dough, for me, it's like very like relaxing. I don't, it's like therapy for me.
This is my therapy.
Yeah.
Just talking to people about pizza. And so from that internship then, what happened next?
The internship happened. We decided with my family to open a pizzeria, but I didn't have like a lot of knowledge with pizza, like to open a place. You know, one thing is to do an internship, another thing is like to open like a pizza shop, even if you're like in small town.
Yeah.
So I made the decision to go. The capital of Colombia is Bogota. So I went to Bogota for like a 1 week pizza like certification. So we did that.
What was that like? This was in what year?
That was back then, I want to say 2018.
And so what was that like?
It was very interesting because I remember that I said, I don't want to do what everyone is doing. I want to see what I can like improve or like innovate like in my hometown. So it was really nice because it was the first time. This is one thing. Maybe here in the U.S. you can get like specialized flours. But in Colombia, and we're talking about like what, like before 2020.
Before the pizza boom.
Yeah, it's not like we only have all-purpose flour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what you can get in the supermarkets nowadays. And if you want to get like a different type of flour, you can get it, but it's not that there's a lot of options and you can go through, you have to get through like the meal or like distributor, you know, it's not like you have full access, like you as a home, like a person can go to the supermarket and get something to make like very specific pizza. No, that's not going to happen. So going back to like the certification, that was the first time like they took us to like a meal and we saw like all the process. They explained all about like the different flours that existed, all that thing. So that really opened like my idea about everything, how everything worked, because then they explained you about like the gluten and how like all the flavors are developed with the fermentations. So that for me was like eye opening. It was like, wow, like only like with water and flour and yeast, you can make like such an amazing product. It was this is like what I want to do. So it was 7 days or 5 days. I don't remember. And we learned to make, it wasn't like Neapolitan style, but it was more like a classic Italian pizza, you know.
Cooked in a wood-fired oven or?
Not in a wood-fired oven. It was like electric oven and it was baked at like, I want to say 350 degrees Celsius. I don't know what is that in Fahrenheit.
Probably closer to like 700, 670. Fahrenheit.
Yeah, I want to say something like that.
Yeah.
So it was really nice pizza, non-Neapolitan style. And yeah, definitely when I remember that we'd like bought all the equipment. And when I got to my hometown, we decided to open. And I went with like the whole concept was that we were selling pizza with like long fermentation process and how it was good for you and like all the benefits of that. And we were like the first ones like doing that and it was really good. And then what happened was that it was super young, to be honest with you. I was like 23 when that happened and I was working all day for like 7 days a week. There was a point after like 3 years after we opened that I was like,
over it.
This is like too much for me because I was young, you know? And it was like in this like small city, I wanted to do more.
Let's take a pause there because I think it's helpful to unfold your view of life a bit, right? It's like, I don't want to sacrifice my 20s to be able to build this right now in this location.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you still feel the same way?
Thinking about that moment in my life?
Do you ever think, oh, I should have stayed. I should have built this.
No, at all.
Not never.
No,
never crosses your mind.
No, never. If anything, that was like the best decision I made, because after I decided to take a break from that, COVID happened, and I was already in the U.S. And I think doing that like literally like changed my life, and it's what, it helped me achieve a lot of things that I'm doing right now. So definitely not. You know that when back in, if I think back in that day, you can feel that, you know, like I shouldn't. I spend so much time doing this. What is people going to think about me that maybe this wasn't like successful or something?
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, definitely.
You sort of gave up in a way.
Yeah, no, people, yes, definitely.
Not to be rude or anything, you just said, fuck it.
No, completely.
Yeah.
But that was something I was always thinking about, like, what is people going to think about me? Because we were doing good. But at the same time, I was
the pizzeria
just,
was doing
yeah,
good.
Yeah, the pizzeria was
but
doing
But you weren't
good.
Happy.
Yeah, but I wasn't happy. And I was making pizza. And making pizza is something I love. But it was super young. Mm. And I had a lot going on, like, with employees. It was good, but it was a lot of things. And I was super young to be in charge.
You were in charge. What was your family? You said it was a family restaurant. Were they helping at all?
It was basically me.
Just you.
They helped with, like, with the money part of the business, but it was me in charge of everything, which I can handle because I'm kind of like a leader, if you can say. So I don't have a problem with that. It's more about the fact that I was young and I was feeling that I could do more than like staying in my home. Because you know what? It was a moment where I said, if I stay here, I'm going to stay here and I'm going to like explore the world. And I say, I want to do more. I think I want to have more experience and experiences in general. I want to be able to travel, to work in other restaurants, in other pizzerias. And if I stay right now here, I'm not going to do it. And if I'm going to grow, I'm only going to be growing here, which at the same time is not like it was like a big city.
Yeah.
So it was fun. I think it's a really good like chapter of my life. But yeah.
So what? Why the U.S. then? Why did you move here?
I moved to the U.S. I think I always wanted to move. No, I wasn't thinking to move to the U.S. I just said that I wanted to explore more. So I came here. I have like a 1 year gap. And in that year, I was here. I was in Long Island and I was thinking, oh, what can I do? And then I applied for this internship, which I got, and it was in New York, and it was in like a fine dining type of restaurant, and they have like multiple like stations. So you have like grill, pasta, pastry, pizza. So I was able to explore a lot. And I think that because in that 1 year gap was where I thought that maybe if it was for me or it wasn't for me, because before, after culinary school, I went to get my bachelor's in advertising, you know?
Completely different.
Yes.
Well, you could argue that you were doing some advertising for your business.
Yes. I think that was the point that I, because I finished culinary school. And my dad said to me, hey, I think it's really important if you don't want to be stuck in a kitchen and you want to pursue maybe something for yourself to, you know, like go to college, like do something related that can help you build a business. And, you know, because as I told you, I've always had that. And entrepreneurship in me,
I want
to do something for myself rather than working for someone.
Are your parents like that too? Are they business owners?
Yeah, they are business owners.
I feel like a lot of that comes from like who your role models are, right? Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, so my dad is being a business owner always, so he told me, especially, I don't know if you work in a restaurant, but like, it's not like you can make a lot of money working on a restaurant.
You're
capped. You work a lot of hours if you're like a cook, or even if you're like a chef working for like a restaurant. It's not like the pay is that much and the hours are too long. So yeah, I thought that I always wanted to like pursue something for me, you know, for my own.
Let's talk about pan pizzas for a quick second. What are you using to press out your dough? I found out that whatever fat you use greatly affects the flavor of your pizza. And that is why the only brand I trust with my pizza is Cordo Olive Oil. Taste is everything, and other brands and other fats pale in comparison. Do you want to taste the difference? Go to cordo-olive.com using the link in the show notes. You can purchase a bottle there, or if you're an operator, you can get a free tasting. Just message me and I'll connect you with them. I'll leave my contact in the show notes. Thank you, Cordo Olive Oil, for sponsoring the podcast. One of the things pizza makers spend the most money on is cheese. Every time I have a catering event, cheese is my biggest ingredient cost. But what if I told you there's a cheese company out there that lets you earn cash back for every pound of cheese purchased? I'm talking about Baggio Cheese. And their Gold Club Rewards members receive their rewards card every month that can be used wherever Visa is accepted. So the more cheese you buy, the more you can earn. Literally, you get paid to use Baggio Cheese. Now that is cool. Learn more at Baggio Cheese using the link in the show notes. Do you want a chance to win a $250 Uni gift card? Well, this is how you do it. Within the next 3 months, if you purchase something from uni.com using my affiliate link, send me your receipt. Each receipt that you send me, whether it's yours or a friend's or a neighbor's, will give you one entry into a raffle that will be giving away a $250 Uni gift card. That's all you have to do. All right. Happy buying and best of luck. And thank you for supporting me and my show sponsors. So you did advertising, but then you went to do an internship at a fine dining spot. Like that almost doesn't connect in a way. Why did you choose that?
Because when I finished my university, I went to do the internship for 6 months, and I worked for like an advertising agency, like a big one with big brands. And I said, you know what? No, I don't. Definitely no. I want to pursue like my culinary journey. And so I applied for the internship, and that's where I had all these stations, and I was able to try to see. And then I said, no, like definitely I have experience with pizza, and I want to keep like pursuing like everything with pizza from now on. That's what, you know, because yeah, I tried so many things being too young, and at some point I had to say, okay, now I have to like fully decide what I wanna do with my life from now on, and put like all my energy there. And that's where I decided completely to go with pizza.
Mm, that's interesting. You made that commitment early on, even though you had so many other interests.
Mm-hmm.
Was that hard to do?
With pizza? No, I think at that point, maybe I have explored a lot of things.
Like, it almost makes me ask, like, what happened in the fine dining kitchen that said, fuck all that, let's do pizza only?
Yeah, no.
Tell me the stories. What was it like working there? The different stations.
Oh my God. No. It was really fun. It was fun. But I didn't see myself definitely working. It's too stressful, you know. And you know what? Even when I'm making pizzas and I'm in a rush.
Yeah.
I just don't feel it. You know?
That's what I've been wondering. I was like, from 5 to 7 p.m., You're in like head down all the time, sweating.
No, I just like it, you know? It's like, I was in other stations and it was like, oh, okay, now I'm bored or I don't want to do this anymore. But when I'm making pizzas, it doesn't matter. I can be there like doing a double, like from 10 to 10. And I'm happy, you know? And I like that feeling of the rush when I'm making pizzas specifically. If I'm doing another thing, I'm like, no.
No, thank
like,
you.
Please, no. You know?
And so I guess my question is, where are you at now? What are you doing in your pizza making career? Where are you at in that life?
Okay, right now, so I did, after I finished the internship that was like 2 years ago, I got a job in Montreal. I was a chef there for a wood fire oven pizzeria. It was super nice. I was in charge there. Then I got married. So, and my husband is American and he had like a better job opportunity here. So we came back here. And now, like pretty much this year, what I'm doing is developing my brand. I've been working on social media a lot. I've been working with Latinos in Pizza. That's like another part that is very important because it's a really nice community. And I connected with them last year when I was in Montreal. So with them, we've been working a lot. Now I'm like a brand ambassador for them. So I said, okay, like this year, now that I'm here, because as you've have
speaking of the devil,
yeah. As I have mentioned to you and you've noticed, I've had a lot of like experiences in my life, you know, being here, being there, being like, you know, everywhere. So now that I'm like 30 and I've had like a few things going on with my life, I said, okay, now is a time where I know I want to like focus with pizza. Now I want to pursue this as a career. Now I get to like settle down and think like, okay, this is the step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to the things I want to achieve, you know? So now like this year for me is more about getting in contact with the community, because like, I mean, I'm new here, like in the United States. And like making more like, I got like my certification with the Asociación de la Pizza Napolitana. Then I went
to
like,
Atlanta for that?
Yeah, I went to Atlanta.
Nice.
With Alessio. It was really nice. So like, yeah, like this year I'm more focused on like my certifications, getting to know people, networking, working with all other like pizza makers. So we can like, in April I have planned some pop-ups. We're going to be in farmer's market for summer. So yeah, like we want to be in touch with the community. And then when I say we, it's because like I'm working this also with my husband, mm-hmm. on a side. But definitely I want to see if in like 1 or 2 years I can have like something like open like a shop or something like that. I just want to explore what's best, because to be honest, and this is something I talk with Edgar a lot, is that I don't know if I want to pursue right now, like in 1 or 2 years, like a full service restaurant. I want maybe to see what's the most smart thing I can do that I can connect pizza with, that it can be like a shop or something. But that doesn't have to be like something huge to start, maybe something small. I don't know. We're just trying to figure out what's best. The other day I was listening to this girl, the girl from Doughboys, I think, that they have like franchise or something. They are very like into like innovation and technology and stuff. So I was like, oh, maybe this is something like I want to see how they do it. I don't know. I just want to come up with a really good idea. Especially because, as I told you, I have my advertising degree, so I understand a lot of like marketing. So I want to be able to mix those two things.
Yeah.
Not like, oh yeah, I went to university and now I'm not doing that anymore. I want to be able to mix those two things. You know, that's something I really like. I said I was going to do, and now I'm working on my social media, pretty much making content a lot.
You're good at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Earlier you said, I'm working on my list, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Was that a figure of speech, or do you actually have a list of things you're going to be doing one after the other? Is it a concrete list?
Mentally, yes. And I wrote some things. When we came back from the from Montreal, I said, okay, I have to get my certifications, you know. I did it. Then I said, okay, now we have to. I have to start, like, this year specifically, I said I have to start connecting more with the people, with the pizza makers. I said I have to come to the Pizza Expo to make more networking, very important, and to know more people. I said also that I have to start making, like, pop-ups, like, this year. I think at this point we are just in that moment when I just need to start connecting more with the community. But definitely, like those steps were more like for this year and last year about what I can do so people get to know me more. So when, like, we decide to open something in, like, next year, or, like, in 2 years, like, I already have people who is going to go to the place and not me just open something and, like, wait for people to go. I don't know. I just want the community to
You're trying
know
to build
me.
A brand so that people know
correct.
When as soon as, so here's where I'll challenge that a bit, is that when we build a brand on social media, I don't know if you know for certain, but at least for my following, if I do a pop-up, not that many people show up. Why is that? Because my following specifically, pizza lovers worldwide. And so are we having too high of an expectation on Instagram to really bring people to our business, especially when it's so global?
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. And I thought the same. So right now, like, all the pop-ups I'm getting are through, like, community, like, events that are going to happen. So I can get, like, that direct contact with the community, and I'm not waiting on my social media to just, like,
that makes sense.
Go there, because this is the thing. We're located in Stamford, Connecticut, and I don't know. I don't think, honestly, that a lot of people from Stamford follow me. So I said, like, no, if I'm going to think that, like, my social media is going to bring me the people to the pop-up, I don't think so. I know I'm conscious about it, but that's why we want to be, like, more involved with the community stuff. Whatever we can do this year, I can do as my personal brand with Pizza with Ali, to be, like, in greater contact with the community. That's what I'm going towards to achieve this year.
Smart.
Mm-hmm.
What's step 10? If you have step 5... And maybe step 10 is just a random number. Maybe it's step 20, but, like, maybe what is the end goal? Because it doesn't seem like it's a big restaurant, or at least just one. It seems like there's a media play. It seems like there's something else there. What is that?
Well, that's a good question. I think, no, I don't know, to be honest. I think I'm open to everything right now. I'm just trying to explore. I do want to have something. I want to have a lot of things, but mainly I want to have something that I can franchise, that is something that I can franchise. I want to be doing something I can be teaching also, because I like teaching a lot, like the educational part, I think is very important. So I think the way I see it is that I want to have like an umbrella of, like, services and different brands. I don't know, sometimes because I went for, like, advertising, I always think about how, like, all my my skills, I can transform them into different brands that can offer different services depending on like my customers or my buyers.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Who would you ideally want to teach and franchise to?
Who? From homeowners, kids, once I have, like, a lot of experience, professionals. You know, I can see myself doing that because I know my capabilities, how capable I am of doing stuff. So just right now, I'm just getting more I want to get more comfortable with my knowledge and my experience. But I know, I mean, I know I can do it. Maybe, I don't know, maybe next year I was thinking I want to compete or something with pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to do...
Do it all.
I want to do it all. I'm too ambitious. Maybe that's a problem. I don't know. But I know I can. This is the thing. I know I can do it. It's just about timing, I guess.
We can't do everything at once.
Yeah. I cannot do everything at once.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, little by little, we build an empire.
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident. I don't know. Maybe in 5 years, you don't know.
They say brick by brick, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty confident.
I wasn't confident until this weekend when multiple people said, hey, your pizza's getting better, your podcast setup is better, you're being a dad. And I'm just like, well, fuck, it's been 4 years. Thankfully, I'm finally hearing it, right? But like all of those things are happening at the same time. And it's just like, if I focused on one thing, maybe it would have happened faster if I only focused on pizza. But that's the thing, I can't. I love audio. I love video. I love my daughter. And so I can't just focus on one thing and being the best at that. But over time, as I'm working at it, that empire is being built.
Yeah. And you know what? Sometimes even with social media, you can get a lot of, you can get frustrated, I think, because you can see a lot of people like doing a lot of stuff, like, and apparently doing everything good. And you say, okay, but what I'm doing here, like, you know, maybe I'm wasting my time or whatever. But definitely, it's about timing, and it's about maybe not forcing yourself too much. Maybe thinking what is people going to think or feel about like you. I think you are the only one who knows your process and what you're dealing with and you're going through. So definitely you can do everything. Whatever you want to achieve is just about time.
And just don't be hard on yourself.
And just don't be hard on yourself. I really love how I was listening to your podcast with Chris from Real Food. Mm-hmm. And she was saying, you know, at the end of the time, it's pizza.
Yeah.
Just have fun.
It's so true.
Yeah, it's so true. Sometimes... on my Instagram, sometimes I get like DMs about like something about a pizza. Oh yeah, it looks something, a comment, a bad comment. And then I decided for my mental health that is, if it's just a random like comment,
a nobody.
Yeah, you know what? Well, at the end, it's pizza. It's fun. People is going to eat your pizza regardless, because pizza is delicious, no matter if it's a little bit white, a little bit like overcooked. So it's just pizza. Let's have fun. I understand like the professional side of it, the technical part of it, but like you're going to be better as long as you know, as long as you do it. And try to do things better. And that's pretty much it. Don't be too hard on yourself, I think.
Yeah. We've mentioned, you know, Christy, we've mentioned Latinos and pizza. And you're very involved with just this global movement that's happening right now about empowering both women, especially in International Women's Month, and the Latino community. I would love to shed some light on both of them with the time that we have left.
Well, with Latinos in pizza is very interesting because, as I said, it's a really nice community built for Latinos. And by Latinos, I mean Sofia is from Venezuela and she's a woman. So that makes it like more interesting. This month I was very into the Women's Pizza Month. I think it's very important to highlight like all those women, and especially like if we're talking about Latin women that are in Latin America making pizza, where we don't have like access to all those things that you can have access here in the US, or you can have access in European markets, like the flour, something so basic as flours or equipment like the ovens. And you have like women there doing like amazing pizzas. And especially, you know what is interesting, that This industry, I mean, we all know pizza industry is like male dominated. We don't see that much women. And like the women we see most of the time, it comes from the US or Europe, Italy. And you don't see that much. I mean, you don't see like Latin American women.
Not at all.
Making pizza or like.
No.
I mean, you do see it, but they are not. It's not like talked about, you know, like there's no recognition at all, you know. And being there, knowing that people is doing, like women is doing stuff and really good products, even when like they don't have like the specific flour and they achieve like amazing results. I think that's when, I was thinking the other day, I think that's when it becomes very important, because when you have access to everything, it's more easy.
Sure.
But when you don't, and you keep trying, that's when it becomes very valuable, because that's when you know you have the passion and you really want to do it, you know? Because you could say, you know what, I don't want to do it because it's too hard. Because then you have to figure out like the flour, or you have to be like mixing flours, or you have to figure out a lot of stuff to make the product work. But then if you just do it and keep trying and keep hustling till you achieve it, is when you know like you have the passion, you want to do it. And there's a lot of women that that I talk about from Latin America that they're always like questioning, hey, how do you do this, or how can I make this work? And the fact that I was like living in Colombia, having a pizzeria in Colombia back in the day, well, helped me understand like the struggles, and also helped me to help them.
That's great.
You know?
100%. I honestly, you are, I hope everyone's reaching out to you who are going through those struggles, because you know what's up.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you are in their same position. And like on the whole resources thing, when Sophia and I were talking, we were like, what's the biggest struggle? Well, you know, they have the time, they have the passion, but they don't have the money. And when you don't have the money, sometimes you don't have the education, or sometimes you can't get the best flour. But you know what? It's like, fuck it. You can still make it work. You'll figure it out as long as you have that determination. And it helps to be on social media to find people like Ale to just be able to be like, yo, help me out. You know what it's like. And I'm glad you're doing that.
Yeah, it's really cool, you know, to have contact with the people and to be able to help them, because just to help them, because you can do it because you have the knowledge and you've been like in their shoes. And for everything, there's a solution. Just have to figure it out. I sometimes hear comments about, you can't make good pizza if you don't have like this and this and this and this, which I mean, sometimes it's not that like true. Sometimes people go into too much into like the technical parts of stuff, when sometimes when you try, you see that you have a really good result, even when people tell you that it was not going to work, you know. So yeah, it's really nice to be able to help people, especially women. You know, especially women in Latin America. When I had the pizzeria, I had the. I tried always to hire women. It was really nice. It was really nice to see in what they like become after me training them, and how like empowerful.
Yeah.
They used to like feel about the fact. Because being, like, working, being behind an oven is something that is more like, people think that only guys do it. So when they see, like, a woman behind an oven, it's something that is kind of, like, magical. And at the same time, it's something that empowers you as a woman, you know, because pretty much you're in charge of something that... that not a lot of women do.
It's very powerful.
Yeah, it is.
When I see it happen, I'm like, fuck yeah. It needs to be more well known and seen, because I want my daughter to be able to look at her role models. You know, right now she loves birds. She loves airplanes. There's not a lot of, science is mainly male dominated. Pilots are mainly male dominated. So I want her to be able to see her role models and think, even though I love it, I don't want to be discouraged. Even though I don't see a lot of people, if I see one person that can do it, it means I can do it too.
Yeah, representation is very important.
What is one thing that you hope to see people do to help promote the representation? Like, what can we do?
What can we do? Oh, that's a good question. And especially like in the pizza world, I wish that we, because sometimes we focus more on the person or like the pizza maker that is using like certain brands. Just because it's the brand and we want to showcase that person because he's using like this and this and that, that we don't open ourselves to other people who are also, they also have the talent, but they are not using like those things, you know?
Yeah.
You see it in a lot of groups, you see it in a lot of environments,
clicky
brands that they're, oh, okay, we are only going to talk with this guy because he's using X brand.
Sure.
We are only going to talk with this person because he's using this thing, you know? And I don't think that, and again, we go back to the thing in Latin America, where we don't have like access to all those things, you know? So maybe we should be definitely more open about new people with new knowledge. We don't need to have the person who has like, I don't know, a lot of followers or a lot of like brand, is an ambassador of a lot of brands, you know?
Yeah.
Just like, let's base on the talent and less on like
talent and their ability to work hard.
And their skills.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Great. One of the things that I always ask my guests as we sort of wrap up this show is, what is one mistake in your pizza or your business or your life journey that you've made that you hope others don't make?
Okay, definitely. When you open a business, I hope that you have all the knowledge, and not the knowledge about making the product, maybe more about behind like the business structure. I think that's very important. Sometimes when you like go to culinary school or whatever, like pastry pizza school, and then you have a really nice product, you could think that, oh yeah, I know how to make really good pizzas, I'm just going to open this shop and like people is going to show up. No, I think there's like a backside of that is very important, is the business side of any business. That's something that thinking back in time, I will like not do. Everything that you can do to have all the knowledge possible before doing anything, just do it, you know. Whatever you think you're not that good at, just like find the resources to get good at it, and then you can go forward with whatever you're going to do in life. Just don't jump into things because of emotion or whatever, you know. Think what you want to do, and then like make a plan, step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then go ahead with whatever you want to do, and take your time. It's more about time, like don't focus in like what people think too much. You just go with your passion, your heart, and your knowledge, and I think that would be good.
I love that. You have been so gracious with your time.
Thank you.
And I want to say
thank you for having me.
What do you want to leave the audience with?
With the audience with, pizza's fun, you know. Just enjoy what you're doing. With your passion, it's very important. Help the others if they can. If you can help someone, help them. Especially like in this industry. Especially if you're a woman. just help them.
And my final question for you. There's no right or wrong answer. You can answer this however way you like. What's good dough?
What's good dough? That's a good question. For me, good dough is that when you can become like a really good pizza, really good pizza, even when you don't have like the access to what people would like you to have. Yeah, even when people like doubt about you, or even when you think you just can't do stuff, and then you just become like this beautiful pizza. That's for me.
That's beautiful. Thank you. Well, there you have it. My conversation with Ale. Ale, thank you so, so much for being on the show. Thank you very much for sharing your stories with me, those lessons, and your goals. And I really hope you do achieve everything you want in life. To you, the listener, if this story made you really think about what you want in life and what's making you happy and not happy, make sure to reach out to Ale and say thanks. Let her know what's good dough, because I thought this was a great thought-provoking conversation that really deserves some praise. So thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Share the episode if you loved it. Link it on Instagram, share it with a friend, anyone who needs to hear it. I appreciate you. I love you. Till next time. Peace.